Radioactive is made possible in part by Artisan Builders, providing environmental design, construction, and renovation for homeowners and local businesses since 1992. 525-7740.
This is Radioactive, a grassroots environmental and social justice news journal for November 4th, 2010, with Amy Brown and Meredith DeFrancesco.
Today we get reactions from this week's elections, from the street and from those of you who call in on today's program. Today we want to hear from you about today's election, about this week's elections. Progressive Democrats Michaud and Pingree retained seats in Congress, while Republican Paula Page gained the gubernatorial seat, or will now become the governor and the next in January. So we wanted to hear from you at 1-866-625-9378 or 625-WERU with your comments and reactions about the elections. First, however, we wanted to take a few minutes to go to some recordings we did earlier with people on the street in Ellsworth, primarily in Walmart, or outside of Walmart, the mobile gas station, Hannaford's. It was cold, so people were running in. But we wanted to share some of those thoughts with you, and then after that, open the phone lines at 1-866-625-9378 or 866-625-WERU. And I didn't know if you wanted to have a quick comment on what issues were important to you in this election or how you feel about the election of Governor LePage.
I'm glad he got in. I hope he's going to straighten the state out. We need help, and I think he's the man for the job, yeah.
And what were some of the things that you think that he's going to be able to change that would be different?
Get people working. That's what we need, everybody to work. You can't get a state going without people working. That's what makes the world go round, work.
Are you aware of how he might be going about doing that?
Well, probably the same way he did for Waterville, I would say. And he did it for them without raising taxes and all that. And I think he can do it for the whole state, yep.
And are you concerned with cuts that he might make to social services?
Well, if he does, he does. But everybody freaks out, oh, he's going to cut this, cut that. Well, he might not. He's going to do what he has to do to help the state out, and I'm all for him.
Okay. And did you vote in today's November's
election? I certainly did, yep. I vote every year. You're welcome.
Any reactions to the elections that just occurred, particularly the election of Governor LePage?
He actually got elected? I didn't even know. I heard it was a close race.
Yes. They called it midday yesterday. Yep. Do you have an opinion on that, concerns, or...
I'm glad. I think he's going to change some things, you know? It's nice to get some new faces in there, people who might actually do something different.
And what were some of those positive points that you felt that he was offering?
It seems like he's going to bring things back to local, you know, try and help people around here rather than fill, you know, rich people's pockets or anything like that. Maybe bring some more jobs.
And are you concerned with his discussion about cuts? He talks about lowering taxes, but there's a discussion about cutting social services and that sorts of things that other people had concerns about. Did those concern you?
No, I think Social Security and things like that are unnecessary. They were started in, what, the 60s, and they're already starting to fail now. I don't think we should have them at all.
What kind of safety net do you think should be provided?
I think people should provide for themselves. The government's not supposed to be there to support us. It's supposed to take care of the country. The people should be taking care of themselves.
And I was looking to get some reactions about the elections. Do you have any
I'm not very happy about...
Yeah, why?
Because LePage got in and I'm not happy.
What are some of your concerns about him?
Everything. Everything. He's just in there to line his pockets. He's not worried about the poor. He's worried about the rich getting richer, and he's just in there to line his pockets, like most of them.
I think we finally got a chance to maybe get ahead in the state of Maine. I think there was two good men running, and the best man got it.
And what do you think is good about the ideas that LePage is offering? What
I think is good about LePage is he's proved that he's a businessman. He's come up from nothing to what he is today, and that's the kind of people I think we need.
And are you concerned with possible cuts in social services?
Well, a little bit, because I'm aging up, and I am a little bit concerned about the older people. I hope that they take that into consideration when they do start making some cuts.
WERU in Orland, and I'm getting some quick reactions about the elections. Do you have a response?
Yes, actually, we voted for LePage, and I'm very glad that he was in. Yep.
Okay, and why did you vote for LePage?
Because he's pro-life and pro-traditional marriage, and I think he has a lot of really good plans for Maine.
And what kind of plans?
Just like the creating more jobs and cutting a lot of spending and trying to lower taxes.
And are you concerned when there's cutting more spending that social services might take a hit, that they also would be hard for Maine?
I'm not sure. Maybe, but I'm hoping that it doesn't.
I'm with WERU in Orland, and I was just getting people's reactions about the election.
I can't hear you.
I was getting people's reaction about the elections.
Oh.
How do you feel about the elections and the election of LePage?
A little disappointed.
Yep. Okay, thank you. Hi. I'm just getting reactions for WERU on the elections.
I think LePage sucks. That's my opinion. Sorry, he's not for the people. He's for himself. Everything that he spoke of, it all benefits him. It doesn't benefit the people of Maine. If they just quit slandering each other and did a little more honest politics, then maybe the next time we'll get somebody in there that really cares.
I'm glad he got in.
Why?
Oh, because I feel that he's going to do a lot of good things for the Maine.
For instance, what sort of issues are important to you?
Oh, everything.
Okay. And you?
Any reaction? Have no reaction whatsoever.
Okay, thank you. Excuse me, ma'am. I was just getting reactions for WERU Radio on the elections, and I didn't know what your thoughts were on the elections in general or specifically the election of LePage.
I think it's fantastic that LePage, you know, got to be governor. I'm really excited about it, and I can't wait to see what he can do for our state.
And what particularly excites you about him?
The fact that he wants to bring together both sides, and the fact that he says that he's for both, you know, all the people in Maine, not just one side or the other.
Are you concerned with his position on cutting social programs or the environment?
Not really. I know that there will be some changes made, and I know that there have to be some difficult, hard changes made. But I think I voted for him, and I really hope, you know, that he does well.
What are your thoughts on the fact that he doesn't believe that climate change exists?
That's a problem. I believe climate change exists. But as he gets, you know, into the place of power, I call it, I think he'll begin to see that there is indeed climate change and it will need to be addressed.
I voted for the Republicans and I hope they all win.
Okay, and why did you vote for them?
For a change.
What kind of change are you looking for?
A change where people got to say and they don't try to run it communistic.
Okay, so what you're not concerned about deep cuts that could be made in social programs?
No.
And how do you think that the poverty should be taken care of in the state?
The poverty be taken care of. They're not going to leave them go. They'll take care of them. But the thing is that they'll take care of them equally.
Mm-hmm. Any reactions about the elections? Quick reaction.
No.
Nope.
I voted for Elliot Cutler and I didn't make it, so.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, I was kind of disappointed to know that I'm going to be living in a state that has a racist for a governor, an avowed racist for a governor, and nobody stopped that, and nobody brought that out. Nobody made hash out of him before he even got up there saying that, and yet they wanted to call Libby on the carpet for some of the things she said and didn't say about Bush. But we have him now, and he's an avowed racist. He didn't want Obama to come here. He called him the N-word. He said if he was governor, he wasn't going to let him in the state, and I don't like that, so... But I'm worried about what's going on here, but I'm also worried about the national level because I'm one who happened to not be insured for years since I left the phone company in 78. I've had no health insurance. My employer doesn't have it. He can't afford it, basically. And for what you get out of it, he doesn't believe in it anyway. And so now I've finally paid my first installment on Medicare. Got Medicare A, got Medicare B for $110 a month, and then got the supplemental, which I'm just about to pay $50 a month for. And finally, I have insurance. If I didn't have that, I have asthma, chronic and severe asthma. I would not be insured at all. I would not be able to get insurance. So I don't know what's going to happen if they repeal all that, which the Republicans are threatening to do, of course. So where does that leave all the rest of us now?
Again, those were some of the voices that we heard in Ellsworth this morning. We want to invite you, the listeners, to call in now at 1-866-625-9378 or 1-866-625-WERU and tell us what your reactions are to the elections. What do you think of Governor-elect LePage, the changing of the legislature to Republican control in the state? What do you think about the national elections? What do you think about the fact that we retained two Democrats in the Congress while there was a shift in other parts of the country away from Democrats? We'd love to hear from you. Get your input at 1-866-625-9378. We wanted to take this opportunity to open up a sort of a soapbox style on Radioactive today. We hope it'll work. We see there is one call coming in, and really wanted to open it up and let people be able to offer their thoughts. What do you think about LePage's environmental positions, his positions on welfare restrictions? We want to hear from you, and I believe we'll be hearing from you in a couple minutes. We do see the phones flashing. And again, 1-866-625-9378. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for the show. I think it's a good idea.
Thank you.
I'm looking for the bright spots, and the biggest one I see is that it's sort of, by default, a really good message toward the strength of the independent slate. And I hope that the close defeat of Elliot Carter,
Cutler,
sent a decently strong message to the Democrats that they don't rule the state, and they got to pay some attention to other parties, the third party, the unregistered, perhaps coming to be majority in the state.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring that up, too, and I'm sure that what you had to say is definitely resonates in a lot of cases, but I know there was a tension being brought that a lot of potentially Mitchell supporters were casting their lot with Cutler in order to take votes away from LePage. That got some press coverage, and I know a lot of people were trying to figure that out till the end. Thank you so much for your call. I guess we have someone else on the line. Go right ahead. You're on the air.
I want to say your first name and where you're calling from, please.
Sorry. Thanks, Amy.
With the approach of pretty much every angle of this campaign, I can't believe America's got so negative. The other thing is...
Can you just say your first name and where you're calling
opposition.
From? Opposition. I'm sorry. We didn't catch your first name and where you're calling from. Could you tell us that, please? And we'll start doing that with guests as they call in. Thanks.
Alan from Warrington.
Great. Thank you.
And the other thing I have a problem with is LePage bringing... anything that has to do with pro-life or whatever into the campaign. The government, in my opinion, the government has absolutely no right to tell a woman what to do. And that's it.
Great. Thank you so much for your
call.
Thanks
for your call. We're going to have the phone lines open only for about another 15 minutes, so this is not a show where you want to sit around and wonder whether or not you're going to make the phone call. If you want to call in, please go ahead and do so. The number is 1-800-643. Oh, no, I'm getting the pledge drive number. You've got the
that's, no, yeah.
1-866-625-9378.
Yes, please call it. 1-866-625-9378. What are your concerns, your hopes in the recently elected in the recent elections? Do you have concerns particularly about, we have someone on the air. All right.
Yes, we do.
Go ahead and say your first name and where you're calling from.
Claudia from Deer Isle.
Great. Go ahead with your comment.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you and Amy for having done such an outstanding job of trying to keep us well informed about what's happening with the process as it's in as it's been going on. And I really appreciated the interviews that you all provided last week. And I think it's been really valuable, and I am, of course, appalled by what's happened with LePage. I think of him as a brute, and I'm afraid we're in for some of the trials and tribulations that the rest of the country is going to be in with the state of what's happened. I'm really glad that Mike's work has been valued as well as Shelley's. Shelley's. And I'm glad that people didn't turn their backs entirely on some of the hard work people have done. I'm sorry that there was such a close call and that the man who took who won the office, Mr. LePage, acted so boorish and triumphant rather than being aware that he got the election by a very narrow margin against Cutler and that he should have been more gracious about that. But I think that's his style and that's what we're in for. So I'm skeptical, dubious, and worried. That's all.
Thank you very much for your call.
And another question I'd like to throw out there, if anybody wants to comment on this, is LePage was elected after refusing to participate in several different debates and forums that were held, including the forum that we played here on WERU that was held in Bangor as part of the Main Street Green Drinks Coalition that was holding a discussion on how to value downtowns and value local businesses. So, as he now cannot avoid the media, what do you think that's going to look like? We can go to another call.
Okay, and 1-866-625-9378. That's 866-625-WERU with your comment. And we have someone on the air right now. Go right ahead.
Hi. My name is Lee.
Great.
I'm calling from Brewer.
Great. What's your
comment? Thank you very much for doing this. This is really nice.
Thank you.
I'd just kind of like to add a voice kind of from the front line of the pharmacy world, as it were, and kind of in hopes that the new leadership down in Augusta will bring some sanity to how we run our main care program. As a person who works with the public as a pharmacist, I see what appears to me to be some egregious abuses of the system. And I kind of, just as an example of that, had a patient come into the pharmacy, had a prescription, and the copay for main care people is $3. It's just $3. And after counseling this gentleman on his medication, he declared that he didn't have the $3 to pay, and yet there in his shopping cart was a quart of whiskey. So I asked myself the question, boy, if he can afford that, how come he can't afford this? And the real kicker about that is that the businesses can never go after these people for this money. They call it charging it, but you can't make them pay. And while I don't want to ever be put in the position of denying somebody medication, it seems to me that Augusta needs to do something to bring some sanity back into this world.
Okay.
Kind of another example, a friend of mine who works in veterinary care was telling me...
I'm sorry, we do have someone else on the line right now. If we can go to that next caller. We appreciate the call, though. Thank you.
And we have another caller on the line. Go ahead. What's your first name and where are you calling from, please?
Katie from Belfast.
Great. Go ahead with your comment.
Well, I was very disappointed that Mr. LePage got elected, and I was also shocked that Olympia Snow endorsed him, and I really think that was I am a Democrat, and I have voted for Olympia Snow in the past. However, I thought it was a real betrayal to her state to endorse Mr. LePage. And also, about him per se, I really don't think he knows. One of my fears is he can't express himself appropriately. That's so obvious. And whereas he can't, he's made so many blunders and so many inappropriate statements. He'll probably be closeted away by his staff or his team. We'll never see him again, and we'll never hear from him again. And anyway, that's one of my concerns.
Okay.
And I was one of those voters that was voting for Libby Mitchell up until the day before, and I watched the polls, and I changed to Elliot Cutler, And it was definitely a vote against someone and not for someone.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you very much. And again, 1-866-625-9378. Or 866-625-WERU.
We do have another caller on the line. Go ahead. What's your first name and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, my name's Steve. I'm calling from South China area.
Go ahead, Steve.
And thank you for the opportunity to talk about this. But I think we need to stop expecting one person to change everything. I'm happy that Paula Page got in. But it really is up to the people still to create the change and demand that our government on the local and the federal level listen to us. We've been extremely complacent and we've been divided left to right, and that is a paradigm shift that we've got to change if we're going to see anything happen. We all want the same thing. We want the small or the less powerful people to be protected from the weak, or, you know, from the more powerful people. We don't want corporations running our lives. So we've got to buy local. We've got to support our local people. And that's where it all has started, I think.
Thanks for your call.
866-625-9378. We have someone else on the phone.
We do. Go ahead. What's your first name and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, this is John from Starks.
Hi, John.
I think it's really interesting that LePage won by only about 1% of the vote. And last I heard, he's got about 38%. And I think this makes a really good argument for instant runoff elections, like the Green Party has been proposing, and they have in Europe already. Mm-hmm. That way, no one throws their vote away. And thanks for the opportunity to talk.
Thanks for your call.
Thanks for bringing that up. That will be a good topic for another program. And we do have another call coming in, 866-625-9378. As this is an environmental and social justice news journal, any comments on LePage's position on the environment, that the DEP should not regulate air, land, and water, that the EPA should be shut down, would be his opinion.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Radioactive on WERU. This is a local program, and we are doing a call-in show for just about another 7 minutes. So we just had someone call in, and either the call got dropped or whatever, but you still have time to call.
Okay, it's coming in. Some other environmental points. Supports nuclear power, denies climate change science. Are there environmental concerns that you might have, or reflect on some of the other points that other callers were bringing up about their positives or negatives?
And we do have a caller on the line. Go ahead. What's your first name? Where are you from? And what's on your mind?
Hi, I'm Mitch from Lincolnville.
Hi, Mitch.
Hi. My understanding is that LePage is a creationist, and I mean, and he doesn't believe in global warming. I guess he doesn't believe in science at all. It doesn't leave me with a great confidence in his ability to lead us in this time when, you know, I don't really want somebody who believes that the Earth started 5,000 years running the government. It's a little worrisome.
Did you have another thought?
No, that's about it.
Okay, great. Thank you for your call. We do have someone else. Go right ahead with your comment, with your first name in town and comment.
Hi, this is Jan from Orono.
Great.
LePage is governor. Be vigilant. Watch the news on all fronts, environment, social safety net. He is certainly needs to be watched carefully. It's really disappointing that the legislature is entirely Republican, too. Now, I would also say, you know, I've listened to Kevin Ray, and he's a reasonable person, you know, so take a deep breath and, you know, hope for maybe some moderating influences here. I would also say I think Baldacci was a terrible governor, and I think this is definitely in the mix of why things have panned out the way they have. Democrats have shot themselves in the foot many times with their social engineering. They're micromanaging people's lifestyles. And this is built up a great deal of resentment also. So, hey, thanks. Great show.
Thank you for
Thanks
calling.
Thanks for your call. We do have another caller on the line, too. And maybe time for one more call after that. If you want to be on deck, you can call 1-866-625-9378.
Okay, go ahead with your first name, town, and comment.
Hi, this is Lindy in Southwest Harbor. Is this Andrea?
This is Meredith, her sister.
No, I always get you and your sister confused. Sorry, Meredith.
That's all right.
And it's Amy there with you?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's answering phones, though, like a man.
I just wanted to tell you, I am so angry. I almost feel suicidal. And the only thing, I will not be listening to NPR anymore. They were so co-opted with the Tea Party. I call it the TP Party, the Toilet Paper Party. But the only voices I can hear are the voices of ERU. Thank you for being there. And where do we go from here? I just, I don't know. It's pretty frightening. And so you are the voices of hope. It's a big responsibility that you all have at WERU, and I appreciate it ever so much. Take good care of yourself.
Thanks for your call.
Okay, bye-bye.
And we are you. We do have another caller.
Yeah, we are you.
That's right.
Thanks.
We do have another call waiting. So go ahead. I think this is probably going to be the last call we're able to get in, but we might be able to get one more if somebody wants to be on deck. Go ahead. What's your first name and where are you calling from, please?
Yeah, I'll try to be short so someone else can call. So my name's Nicole from Rockland area. And, going forward, I just think that we, as those of us who are not with LePage or the most of the Republicans' agenda, we need to have our own movement. And I keep hearing how we don't, you know, they don't speak well, the Democratic Party doesn't speak well for its causes and have the one-liners and, you know, what Fox News does to update most people, most of the people who voted as they did. So I just think we need to get smart, and my idea is that to counter the tea parties, we should have a Java party, which there's a lot more people that drink coffee, and that is a wake-up call, the Java party, to get smart, because we need to get educated, and I think that we have 2 years to educate people. And hopefully the result of what we just elected will be self-educating, because they will do what the rest of us are worried that they're going to do, so that we'll have proof of it. That's what I'm really hoping. I hope they act up. You know, I hope they don't just stay moderate so that they can get reelected in 2 years or get the president they want or whatever. So that's my idea, and I don't really want to lead any party like that, but I'd be part of it. I don't have time.
All right, Java party, that's out there, people, if anyone's interested.
Yeah, tea is for, I drink tea, actually. I don't drink coffee, but that's irrelevant. The idea is to be mainstream and to have a party that's positive and fun and educated. I think that's the main thing that's got me really upset, is that I think a lot of the choices are made based on lack of knowledge and frustration, which all of us have frustration, but the difference between really knowing what, you know, when somebody says jobs, 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 but they're not giving you any examples of how they're going to do that, why are we falling for that?
Okay, we do have one more call. Okay. Thank you. And it is an interesting point that you bring up, that most of the people we actually spoke to this morning hadn't voted or didn't have an opinion on the elections. They said they weren't involved in politics, and it sounded like they were discouraged. And there is this back and forth about who is the party of the working people. We have one more call.
We do, and he has promised to be very brief. Okay. Go ahead. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hey, this is Joe. I just hope that we can stop voting for a party and start voting for people instead. Both parties are bought and paid for. Let's vote for a person that represents us.
All right.
Okay, that's all.
Thanks for your call, and that was brief.
And we have come to the end of our program. Thank you for participating in the call-in segment of Radioactive this week. Radioactive is a grassroots environmental and social justice news journal that comes to you weekly Thursday afternoons from 4 to 4:30 with Meredith DeFrancesco
and I'm Amy Brown.
And you can listen to archives of this and other programs on WERU.org, and we hope to continue to cover issues that are of concern to you.
You can catch this program, as well as most of our locally produced news and public affairs programs, at WERU.org. And there's a Listen Now stream that you can catch things at a few hours after they air, and then also the audio archives where you can download them and catch the podcast later on. Thanks for listening and acting.